What's happening, Johnny Miz? What's happening, my friend? It is the Waffle Mafia Podcast, number 18 for those who are keeping track. Let's get some of these liquids and get ourselves right back. So, little pause for the calls for all of y'all's. What's up, Magnus for Mags? How's it going, my friend? It is the Mafia, so welcome, guys. It is the Waffle Mafia Podcast. We're going to do everything we normally do. We'll do our weekly waffle wrap-up. We'll talk about what's going on in the world of waffles. So what is new in Lucky Legends, Lord of Destruction waffles, most powerful auctions, and some other things are going on around the community. Talk about La Wheel. Talk about our brother from another mother down south. And other than that, we're going to put some beer in your mouth. So appreciate you guys coming and hanging out and doing what you do. And hanging out with this old country fool. So thank y'all for jumping in. And getting it on. What's up, JD Gibbs? What's going on, my man? What's up, man lore? A shout out to you, my dude. Let's have a little pause for the calls. We don't want to be rude. Big Show, what do you know, my bro? Welcome in. So, Waffle Mafia Podcast number 18. Of course, as you guys figured by the promo, we're going to talk about Cyclone tonight. So, we're going to do a little bit of Cyclone discussion. Cyclone, a much more diverse figure, I think, than most folks realize. Been around for a while, got a lot of stuff going on with him. A lot of things about his background that you may or may not have known. So, we'll talk about some of those things. And other than that, man, we'll do our weekly waffle wrap up and get through that. And good news, everything is shipped today, except for you, Big Show. Big Show, I'm actually going to have to rent a van and travel cross country because it would actually be cheaper to do that than to send your box to Canada. So, with that said, man, apologies to you, but everybody in the United States, your stuff is on the way. You got all that done and got that out. What's up, Artemis Prime? What's going on? Thank you, good sir. Always try to look distinguished for the podcast. You got to color coordinate. I mean, it's okay. For those who are listening or maybe be listening at a later time or you're listening on something where you can't see the video like everybody else, you got to go mafia style. The sleeveless button-up shirt, sleeveless dress shirt, along with the red power tie is a good ensemble. Always hat with the flip brim. Normally backwards ball caps, but for some reason this one's stuck around a little bit longer than usual. The old UVA Wise Virginia. It's my alma mater, so you shout out to the college there. It's where I learned to drink. Pause for the calls for what you think. So here we go, guys, and we're going to get it on. What's going on, Jakey B? Where's my ships at? Everybody's got some stuff on the way. What's going on, Dushy? What's happening, my man? Thank you for jumping in. Johnny Miz always representing, always looking nice. The Grinch outfit was a nice touch the other night, I think, for the podcast. So that's pretty cool, man. I'm not quite ballsy enough to jump into full-on adult suits just yet. But enough of the beers. We will probably get it. The attorney and loggers tend to get daddy in the right mood, so you know what it be. Still waiting on that Shadow Weaver, Danny Mayonnaise. You know that's right. Kick the Miz out, Joe Amato. Joey Boom Boom's in the room. What's going on, Joe? Glad to have you, man. We always have to mount that campaign against Mysliwick. You know, it's, I don't know. You invite him somewhere and the place just goes all to hell. So every page, every room, every group he's a part of is just, oh, God, man. What can you do with Johnny Miz? But now, nothing but love in the Mafia. We like to joke around and give each other a hard time. But old Johnny, he's a pretty good fella, and he puts up with my rhymes. So there you go. Little F you motto. Really don't need that on the podcast. But hey, man, it's on Facebook. We can do what we want. We're live on our own page, man. Of course, this will get pulled, and the audio will be sampled later. So we'll have to church it up, son. It ain't dirt. It's deer tape. Oh, let's get that mug underway. So, yeah, you all, everybody is absolutely family in this group. And, you know, we like to joke and we like to give each other a hard time. But that is the sense of the Waffle Mafia. And for everybody who will listen to this at a later time and maybe you're not a part of the Mafia or you're thinking about joining, it's family, man. It's what we wanted to set out to do from the very beginning. When these pages open, of course, David Karbalka, John Myslowick, and myself sat down, had a little discussion about kind of how we would do things and how the Mafia would be run. And at the time, we didn't really have the Waffle Mafia. We just more or less had our Waffle groups, and we were trying to build a Mafia, so to speak. And you guys are that. So every discussion that you guys have on the page, everything you contribute, every picture, everything you all do, every link that gets shared, you guys are pushing this thing and making it do what it do. So I appreciate that. Couldn't do a bit of it without you guys. So big shout out to the Mafia. But when we first sat down, we decided this was going to be a family thing. And if we couldn't run it like a family thing, we couldn't be friends and trust and love each other and treat each other with respect, this, you know, we wasn't going to do it. So big shout out to everybody. We're coming up on the 2-year mark with the Waffle Mafia. So, we're about 6 months away from that, at least for myself, being in July. David was a little bit earlier. John also in June, I believe. So, or maybe John was just a touch earlier in July. But, of course, I was the last man through the gate. And then, of course, we adopted our brother from another mother down at Puerto Rico, Mr. Joito Josue. So, always prayers out to Joito until his situation improves. Gets a little bit better down there. They are trucking in the right direction, so all that's looking pretty good, and hopefully things get back to a normal semblance of life for him pretty soon. What's up, Sugar Mama P? What's going on, girl? Yeah, so John was June, so yeah, I thought you were a little bit ahead of me, about a month or so, or a couple weeks or so ahead of me, because I know we finally got things up and running in July for Lucky Legends. So with that said, let's do our weekly Waffle Wrap-Up. Let's run down it real quick. I want to try to leave just a little bit more time than I normally do for the discussion. We talk about Cyclone. But I got a couple of other things to talk to you guys about, things that's been going on throughout the groups and, of course, throughout the Mafia for the week. We like to talk about all of those good things. Shout out to Jeff Foster. Today's his birthday. So, Foster, member of Lucky Legends. I didn't get to throw it out there on the group, and I did mean to, and things got crazy today and got kind of nutty, and I just didn't get a lot of things done that I hope to get done today. Shipping was my primary concern. Got that done this morning. you know, it was only for this round $98, so not too bad. We had 22 packages went out today, so everybody ought to have some stuff underway here soon. If not, hey man, tomorrow night's your shot for Thirsty Thursday. And of course, as always, if you're in on the podcast, then you're going to get a free shot for Thirsty Thursday for tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, obviously, normally whatever we talk about during the podcast, that is what we do for Thirsty Thursday. It is not the only thing we do. And of course, as you guys know how it be, it is definitely not the only thing we do, but focus for tomorrow night is going to be Cyclone. So Cyclone Classics, he's loose complete. Absolutely beautiful figure. Going to talk about him more here in just a second. But with that said, let's have a little pause for the calls and writing up your head. And for anybody who's listening in the car, have yourself a drink, but don't take it that far. Don't drink and drive. You know what it be. That's a little shout out to you from me. You mean you have a real life? No, John. We're not allowed to have real lives, John. There's no life outside of Masters. That's honestly about how I feel. So it's not that I don't have a life. I just Masters is life. So everybody at work, you know, has kind of come along. They know the names of the figures. They know a lot of the history and the backstory because they will make that fool mistake of asking me something. They tend to get very interested in any of the figures that I bring. Of course, I do most of my boxing in my office at work. So everybody at work likes to come in and dig through all of the Masters stuff. And they're like, oh my God, I had that. My son had this. Or, oh my God, I had this when I was a kid. So they make the fool mistake of asking me questions about the origins of characters. And there's nothing I love more than getting into a discussion about where they came from, who they are, what they were based off of, parts swaps, parts reuse, origins, why this figure's named what he is. So I don't know, guys, that's the stuff I love. Love talk about the artwork and all that good stuff too. Silly coworkers, you guys know better than that. All right, so let's do our wrap up. Let's talk about that. So this past week, we did a lot of crazy stuff. We did for Thirsty Thursday this past week, we did Ular. So Ular, Savage He-Man, First He-Man, Tribesman He-Man, whatever you want to call him. If you believe he's a member of the line of He, if you don't, if that's just your regular He-Man, whatever it might be. If you missed the podcast last week, go back and check it out. It was a fun discussion about Ular. So, what's up, Monroe? Monroe, I was just updating everybody that all of the shipping is done, except for you. Now, still hunting for a sweet Rio Blast for Mr. Monroe. I'm going to get you a nice one, man. I just have been trying to find you like that one that is really nice. So I will get it to you, my bro. You know I will. I'm not too concerned about it. I just want to get you the figure that you wanted. So we'll get it on the way, man. That mug is looking pretty empty. Let's go ahead and finish her on down and see if we can't take another one on to Pound Town. I did a lot of crazy stuff this past week. We did Ular. So Ular, we did Loose Complete Classics. Look at Buzz on up there trying to steal my stuff. Come on, buddy. Your life ain't that rough. All right. What's up, Dougie Fresh? What's going on, man? So we did Ular. Ular and out to Artemis Prime. It's time to get the pitchforks back out. It looks like Artie's winning again. So, Artemis Prime, I saw you jump in the chat there a minute ago. Shout out to you, my friend. So, Ular is on his way to you as well. I did clear out everything that needed to be shipped. So, feeling pretty good about it, guys. That's the closest I've been to having everything 100% in a minute. Sorry for the super delay on this one. It was really 2 weeks out on shipping this time with the holidays and work and all that ridiculous madness. Faceless One, of course, the old fella from Zalesia, he went out to Grim Dagon, so Dagon got a Faceless One. Did a Slave City Mini, went out to Dougie Fresh, and Doug, I know you are so freaking excited about this Slave City that is going to be on its way to you, sir. That is one of the greatest pieces of American literature. And, hey, man, it features Lodar. It gives us something to talk about there. But Slave City, on its way to you, my friend. I know you have, like, 213 copies. Pre-ordered those Pop Motu vinyls from GameStop. That's cool that you brought that up, Monroe, because I was going to talk about that here in just a second about GameStop. If you guys haven't seen the vinyl figures that Monroe's talking about, they're somewhat like Dorbs, but it's a line, V-Y-N-L, so vinyl. And, the eyes are a little bit, they're a cool conversation piece. They're something cool to have on your desk. Me personally, I don't particularly care for them. They're just a little bit too cartoony for me. I actually prefer the Dorbs over the vinyl line. So if that tells you anything at all, you said cool and Monroe in the same sentence. You know how that works. Had a Faceless One MVC comic goes out to Dano Lemano this week. A Conan comic for old Wiley Cat. Had some boobies in there, my friend. Waffle Mafia sticker to Travi Wills. He's got about 212 of them. Did a Merman Dorbs over to Chris Hummel. Mini McDonald's figures out to Kelshaw McGraw. Insect people with that beautiful Alcala artwork on that mini out to Scotty Guns. And, you know, I still wasn't done with all of that. We had a PowerPoint Dread record for the Double Down went out to Dagon. And then Beastman 2000X out to E-Daddy. So, man... It was it was a very thirsty Thursday. I think I only rang the Lucky Legend sword 12 times. So typically that is what I've come to notice here over the last couple weeks is the Lucky Legend sword is definitely a some sort of drunk indicator. So, you know, each ring presents represents a level. And, boys, on Thirsty Thursday, y'all wouldn't have wanted to be on my level. I didn't shut it down quite after Thirsty Thursday as I probably should have. And, it was, F me Friday the next morning. So, with that said, this is Pause for the Cause. Get it going down. Appreciate everybody who jumps in the chat room again. If you're late jumping in, thank you for being there. If you, all you got to do to get a spot on, oh, John, it would be like Tappers of Grayskull. Seriously, like. I could win that. But yeah, I have no idea what I was just telling you guys. But yeah, no, so. Thirsty Thursday went pretty well. The point I was going to make about GameStop, and I was going to bring it up to you guys, GameStop was flexing on some drag stores. They also had some Geldors. So if you guys don't have drag store Geldor, I saw a couple of stores that had Goatman also. My store actually had a Goatman. He wasn't on the huge clearance sale that everything else was, but I got Geldor and I got Dragstore both in that GameStop sale. They were also getting rid of some Giants, and then, of course, like Monroe brought up there, you got the vinyls that are there. So a lot of crazy stuff, man, just keeps popping up. You know, it was odd. We thought it was odd that GameStop was getting this stuff anyway, yet once again, as we get into the holidays, they prove that Maddie had a little something up their sleeve. They've pressed some stuff and a little bit of the overstock out to GameStop. So if you have a GameStop in your area, go check that out. Of course, they do the stuff online also. I hear you, Wiley Cat. Mine didn't either, man, believe it or not. I mean, it was like, you know, it's been hit or miss because there's been a time or two where Masters has popped up at GameStop and mine has had it or didn't. So, you know, it's one of those things that I don't think there's any rhyme or reason to it. I think they're just popping up in some of them and, you know, some of them they've been able to clearance out. So I guess people don't really know what they are. They're not really picking them up. I actually had a conversation with the guy as I was checking out with those. You know, one guy was checking me out, and another, the other guy who was helping him kind of came around the back and looked over his shoulder, and he looked at it, and he was like, "Oh, that's cool shit." And I said, "Yeah, man, that's Masters of the Universe." And he said, "You mean He-Man?" I said, "Yeah, man, He-Man." He said, "Damn, I didn't even know they made those." So... it still amazes me, and I guess, you know, I was late to the game, too. I didn't get in the game with Classics until 2010, I think, when I finally got into the game. So I was a little bit late to the game with Classics. I was also, you know, late getting that done. So it still surprises me when folks have not heard that there is a Classics line. But, you know, again, that is very understandable. Hello, son. Graylin has decided to grace us for the podcast. He's got some people he wants to talk to. All of you. All right, so we got about... we just now got through Thursday. My gosh, guys. So Thirsty Thursday, there we go. Syrupy Saturday. Here's what it was, yo. We did a Z-wheel. So the Z-wheel has now been revealed since we did land on a Z-spot this last week. If we have the secret Z-spot on the wheel, that is a Zertouche custom. So, Eric Zertouche, that is your customs, throwing those on the wheel. and spinning for those as well. So if you hit the Z wheel, you then go on to another wheel, you battle for a Zertush custom, and Trinity H, Trinity Hendrix, actually knocked one out of the park. Very first time it landed on the Z wheel, very first thing goes to him. He got Savage He-Man. So there was a Savage He-Man custom done by Zertush. If you guys have not seen any of his work, please check it out. Check him out on Instagram. It's Zertush Party of Six. It's mostly master stuff. Really cool. He does some really cool part swaps, some mix and matches, does some nice paint work. So some beautiful stuff there. Shout out also to Joey Boom Boom for being in the room. I always like to do my Joe Amato money. Like, give a shout out to Joe with his customizing stuff too. We've done some stuff through Lucky Legends and hoping to do some stuff from Joe here in the near future. So Joey, holler at me. Also did a so what we did was on Syrupy Saturday, we did a winner's choice, and that winner's choice was basically we had a Roboto, we had a Merman, and an Evil Lynn, and whoever won, it was your choice, take what you want. Roboto was on card, Merman and Evil Lynn being loose. Roboto went to Mr. Black, then was followed up by a win for Travis Wilson, who took Evil Lynn, and then, of course, third, and whoever was left was Merman. We went ahead and did that also, and that went out to Goose. So, hello, son. So Graylin is joining the podcast. Would you like to come up here and join the podcast? You do want to join the podcast? Come up here and join Daddy with the podcast. Let's talk to the people, okay? Tell everybody what's up. So, do you want to show them what we're talking about? You want to show them about Cyclone? You want to show them you like Cyclone, don't you? This is one of your favorites, but just not this one. Because you like the old one, because you can spin them around a little bit. Yeah, so Graylin's joining us for the remainder of the podcast, or at least here for a moment, as long as he can hang out with Dad. And no, son. No. It's, I don't know, man. Maybe it's just because the cans are shiny. At least that's what we think it is. What you got here? What is this? Who is this guy? Well, 2000X Cyclone. You like this guy? Look, hey, do the spin. Do the spin. There you go. Spin him. Say, oh, I love spinning him. Cyclone's one of my favorites, Dad. So, kid approved. Graylin endorsed. This is what it be. It's going to be a Cyclone to you from me tomorrow night. All right, Graylin, hop back over here with Mommy. I appreciate your help. I'm going to send you back over here so Daddy can finish. All right. So, that said, last little bit, we did also continued on with the classics. We did a red Stratos that night as well. Obviously, I had rang the bell quite a few times again. I'm looking over the list, and it's like, Jesus, what was I thinking? 2000X Prince Adam went out to Sammy Mack. The Culpinator, Cullen Culp, shout out to you, sir. You won the monthly Lucky Legends giveaway. So the 10 most active people in the group per month get on a separate wheel. That was for a Super 7 reaction figure, Tila, and that went out to Cully Culps. Did a Sword of Skelly record book that went out, or one of the old Golden books that went out to Big Show, and did a new comic, Eternity War, Problem with Power, that goes out to Brent the Fug Up Man. So, Brent Backman, that goes out to you, good sir. After that, and I'm going to endorse another group at this point because I wanted you guys to just kind of hear what all was going on. After the podcast, good Lord, Johnson, where are you? After we got the stuff done for Syrupy Saturday, hopped on over to Motu Evolution. And if you guys have not been a part of a shindig, you do want to check it out. That's done by Chris Hummel, the Candy Man. He's a member here at Lucky Legends as well. He's a Mafia member. He's an evolutionary. Does a little bit of both. But he does a Saturday night shindig over at Evo. It's very cool. He normally has a lot of stuff. They just sort of bid on what you want. The bidding goes up. It's like a live auction. I picked up a bad case of the Dragon Walker this week, and so it's pretty cool about that. You guys will see that again. I'm sure that'll hop back up over here on the spin. But been picking up some cool stuff for you guys this week, some stuff I want to give away. And one of the most important things I wanted to give away to you guys This is going to go for the double down for this past week. So everybody who got in the double down this past week, there is going to be a 300-piece interlocking He-Man jigsaw puzzle. Oh, so beautiful. You got the box. You got the artwork. It's in great shape. It's not, you know, come on, guys. It's 30 years old. It's seen some better days. But as far as it goes, excellent, beautiful condition for this thing. We're going to do that first tomorrow night for Thirsty Thursday. We're going to do our double down wheel from this previous week. So for everybody who is in on the double down, and that what that means is that means you go all in both nights, Thirsty Thursday and Syrupy Saturday, and that gets you on a separate wheel for whatever that may be. So that's the double down wheel. All right, as usual, we burn up all our time talking about everything else. I got about a minute. Yes, sir. Got about a minute to get through it. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about Cyclone real fast. So here's old Cyclone. This will be our classic Cyclone that we give away tomorrow night. Notice the similarities in the face. He's got some similarities to He-Man. I think the Four Horsemen did a pretty good job of sort of making him look a little different. Of course, the classic or the vintage version very much looks like He-Man. He also Mechanek, also one of the other figures that very much favors He-Man in the original vintage line. If you look closely at their faces, Super Sound, good God, Four Horsemen did a very great job with the sculpt on this bad boy, capturing all the beautiful stuff that are a part of the original, but still beefing them up and making them awesome, just like they did with all of the classics. We have this very cool tornado piece, or spinning piece that is here behind him, somewhat feels like a radar, I don't really know, still very cool. So Graylin is playing with all the Super 7 figures back here. There goes Prince Adam. He's down. He-Man looks like he might be next. So Cyclone, the heroic fist-flinging tornado, as he was introduced in 1985. If he was the vintage version, if he was anything, if you guys are anything like me, you probably wore your thumb out on that bad boy, just spinning. I always walk around with a kid as a bloody thumb from playing with Cyclone. But Cyclone, very different figure when he was released. The arms, very different. He was the first figure that had sort of this ball-jointed shoulder, which was, you know, kind of not cool for posing and stuff, but very cool when you spun him and his arms went out and it made sort of the tornado motion. So, Heroic Fist Flinging Tornado come out in 85. He was part of the 85 set. Somewhat futuristic looking with his rings and all that good stuff around him. Of course, all that sort of lends itself to his character as being Tornado. And when he first started, his working name was Tornado. So, they started out, Roger Sweet had him under that working name to be Tornado. It then got turned into sort of Human Tornado, and then he sort of evolved a little bit further along into Cyclone. A lot of the elements of the concept art that was done by Roger Sweet, very different from the figure that we actually got. So if you go back and look at the concept art for Cyclone, you'll see a lot of interesting things on him. The concept art was titled as Tornado. There are a lot of greens that are present in that concept art that didn't quite make it over to the figure, obviously, because we ended up with the blues and the yellows and the reds, which, in my opinion, as far as this figure goes, very striking figure. He stands out very well. The blue skin contrasts well with the blue of the figure. You know, some folks like to debate, you know, oh, he doesn't have to be a Gar. He was a Gar. In a couple of tellings, he is a descendant of, he is a Gar, he is a descendant from Anwat Gar, the island where those folks hang out. I'll pause for the cause. Some of those elements of the concept art ended up in the mini comics. So if you look into the mini comics, the mini comic that was actually packaged with Cyclone was Spike Force Strikes, And Spike Ore Strikes was packaged with Cyclone and also packaged with Spike Ore. But in some of the mini comics, he has, instead of having these fins up on his arms, these blue fins, those were sort of traded for like a green disc looking thing up on the tops of his arms. Had a Caucasian face in most of it, so as far as blue, the blue depiction of the face, that was kind of lost on the mini comics. In some cases, he's displayed with a Caucasian face. He was released with a Mechanic-like club in the mini-comics, so not released as far as a toy, but in their... Hello, sir. In their depictions and their tellings of him in the mini-comic, he and Spike Ore are also shown with a club. Patented in 84 as far as the working mechanism here. And honestly, guys, as far as the action features go for the stuff that we were introduced with, or introduced to as children... with the vintage line, some of this stuff is super complex, and you can go online and they actually have some drawings of the inner workings of each of the action figures. One of my favorite places to go and look at those types of things, if you Google it, it's a Battle Ram blog, and Battle Ram blog typically tries to cover most of the vintage figures and kind of where they came from and what they're about. So what I have seen on there is they do tend to have the working, intricate, kind of exploded detail look of how the action feature works. And for Cyclone, it's very complex. So it's very interesting to get that as a child, you know, and play with that. And then as an adult, to go back and look at sort of the inner workings of how that thing does what it does. Very advanced for 84. You know, gears were pretty advanced for 84. No part reuse. Cyclone was one of the first figures that there was absolutely no part reuse whatsoever. Even though people debate the fact that his face looks like He-Man, that may be because of the mold. The sculpt may have just been that darn close. But the truth is, actually, there are no parts reuse on Cyclone. Most of the 85 figures only came, their only weapon was a shield. He was one of those figures as well. Too Bad was one of the others. Stinkor the third. So half of that wave, three out of the six, were equipped with a shield instead of a weapon. Mossman also being in that wave, he had a mace. Of course, Mechanek in that wave, he also had a mace. And Spikor, so same thing. Three and three out of that wave. Three had shields, three had weapons. Let's see. Had that beautiful Errol McCarthy artwork. A couple of gift sets that he did appear in. There was a three-pack with Hordak, Roboto, and Cyclone. There was also a two-pack done with Mossman. Let's see. What other high points? We'll hit it real quick and we're going to get on out. Let's see. Remember, Skeletor turned him into the Human Tornado. Correct, Joe. I'm getting ready to talk about that. Circus performer in the Cyclone. In the book, I Have the Power. Thank you, good sir. I've got that right here. We'll talk about it. I love it when Joey drops knowledge. Joey knows what he's talking about. This is where I learned most of my stuff from. Joe Motto. You learn that from me, Joe. That's a little polish for the cause right there. You take you one of them. He's featured on the Eternia box art. He's also on the Monstroid box art. He is, interestingly enough, on the Escalator box art, which is a part of the Tower Tools, some of that vintage stuff. Graylin is having a blast back here. Filmation, he was featured in Beauty and the Beast. Here, there, Skeletor's everywhere. He was a bit simplified in... See what this child is doing back here. He was simplified a bit. He had a green radar and Filmation, so it wasn't quite as flashy. And, of course, that's for cost. Those cells, they had to make it as simple as possible for the animation. He does feature in a few other mini-comics. So if you guys are like if anybody's a Cyclone purist or an army builder and you want to get everything that goes along with Cyclone, we've also got... he's in the Leech Mini, he's in the Flying Fist of Power, he's in Terror Claw Strike, Menace of Multibot, and he's also in the Hordes of Hordak. He's featured by Earl Norum in some of Norum's artwork, and you guys know what a big fan I am of Earl Norum, so Norum featured him in the Golden Book, Power from the Sky. Now, the interesting thing is he is on the cover of the book. Beautiful piece of artwork, got Teela in the corner, got Castle Grayskull, they're scaling, trying to get up in there. he is not in the story, though. So he's featured on the cover of that as a very cool character in the background, but he's not featured in the story. Now, like Joe was saying, he is featured in the Golden Book story, I Have the Power. And that's probably one of the most interesting tellings of Cyclone because it's the way that it reads, the ray shook the acrobat's body as he turned into a living machine. And what they're talking about is the Mechano Ray. So Skeletor had a Mechano Ray, and the ray shook the acrobat's body. So he was listed as an acrobat before, daring, doing trips, doing tricks, doing flips, all that good stuff, and turned him into a living machine. It's actually a very, as far as children's story goes, kind of a very scary moment where if you see that artwork, Cyclone's down and he just sort of, I don't know, man, it's creepy. But if you guys have never seen that, check it out. It's a Golden Book story, I Have the Power. I would suggest going over to King He-Man and the Masters of the Universe over for James Manning's page and check that out. He normally has all of that stuff on the page. You may have to dig a little bit for it. You may have to ask him for it. But, you know, he's probably in the podcast right now, and it'll probably be up on the page here in a minute. So, Manlore, shout out to you, man, and everything you do. Let's go steal your Joe Amato money and go to town. Graylin would like to get his hands on some Amato money, I guarantee you that. He needs some he-bucks, some she-bucks, them Gray Skull Grands. Did a William George and Earl Norum also for the Masters Mag. Now, interestingly enough, we're going to wrap this bad boy up. What's AJ? What's up, AJ Spencer? What's going on, buddy? One of the Spencer boys in the room. Issue 71 of the UK Motu Mags gave a brand new origin to Cyclone. And, of course, this is in the UK magazine. They gave him a real name. His real name is Dash-L. So Dash-L, D-A-S-H, Dash-L. So Dash-L. I've also seen it listed as Dash-Shell, so S-H-E-L. So Dash-L, and his father refers to him as Dash. He was a runner who rebelled against the coming invasion of the Horde. His father, Dilex, actually, he was wounded. Father puts him back together. He enhances him with cybernetic parts and then turns him into Cyclone and begins calling him Cyclone. Interestingly enough, that kind of stuck as far as classics go. In the classics bio, he is listed as the son of Dilex, enhanced with cybernetic parts. There are some other things that tie in, though. If you're interested in the 2000X series or 2002 series and the Mike Young productions, he is somewhat of a samurai. Gar, last of the Gar, who is left behind to protect the Legacy Stones. So, very interesting story there if you've never followed the Legacy Stones or the 2000X telling of Cyclone. That's what you get. That's why we have this interesting, different sculpt on the face. Beautiful stuff, again, done by the Four Horsemen. Cyclone had a little different look in that series. It did border a bit more on the samurai thing. He was definitely a very formidable opponent in his defense of Anwat Gar. And he was left a techno vest that his people used to terrorize the people, but he then, the people of Eternia, but he then came back and sort of justified his people and rectified the past by using the techno vest and his powers for good. For anybody that is interested in the classics version, of course, that's going to be tomorrow night on Thirsty Thursday. There is an Eternian Heads pack that features the 2002 or 2000X. Cyclone head. You can pop on and off of your figure if you get that Eternian Heads pack. That's very cool. And other than that, guys, I think it's about all we've got for tonight. I ran a little bit longer than we normally do. I got a couple minute late start, but either way, appreciate you guys hanging out. We'll go back and look at the comments and make sure we get everybody in for tomorrow. And, of course, don't forget, we're going to start out with the Double Down. We're going to give away everything that Graylin hasn't destroyed behind me. And other than that, thank you guys for jumping in. Y'all are the Waffle Mafia. I'm Aaron Johnson. Thanks for doing what you do. Pause for the calls. We'll talk to you later, fool. We'll see y'all.